Romeo Kilo Productions presents Irk FM Metal Monday. Irk FM Metal Monday starts now. G'day, I'm Irk, and this is Irk FM Metal Monday, as heard on Irk FM Metal Monday, irkfmmetalmonday.com, and Stitcher Radio. On location, Surfers Paradise, the Gold Coast, and I have a very special guest co-host. Let's say hi to Anna from Rare Breed Records. G'day, Anna, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm awesome.
We are high above Surfers Paradise. We can actually see the beach from the 31st floor here at the Mantra on Circle. I think it's called On Cavill, something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty rad, I must say.
It's not the best of day outside, but we're here to talk some metal.
It's freaking freezing, man. We're on the Gold Coast. It's not very Gold Coast at all.
So it's absolutely awesome that you're here.
Yeah. It's awesome that you're here. I live here.
Yeah.
You made the journey.
I did make the journey, indeed, and indeed, here we are. So how did we meet exactly?
Oh, it was one night in a drunken bar. when I first met you, it was down at the Head PE gig. I'd flew from New Zealand down to Sydney and just back from tour in New Zealand and went down to support the Tensions Arise boys as they supported Head PE. It was a sweet gig.
And you had a rather sweet weekend that weekend. It was great to see the Tensions Arise boys supporting Head PE and Jeremy Nothing. I know Cassie was very excited about supporting Jeremy Nothing.
Yeah, Cassie was squealing a bit when he saw him backstage. Yes.
So on this episode, we're going to have a bit of music, which will become very clear as we go on why we picked the particular pieces of music that we have. But first of all, how did you get involved in the music industry in the first place?
I used to manage bars and venues and, you know, it just kind of came part and parcel with watching bands and watching the performers and watching the promoters and how everything rolled and how everything went together, and listening to both sides from the band's perspective to the promoter's perspective, and just kind of join the dots together, and here we are.
And so how long have you taken to get to this point, to like here we are right now?
I was hoping you wouldn't say that. Okay, there were dinosaurs. I've probably been working in the music industry since maybe 2006, something like that. Like, I started working out in bars and venues and that back then, and kind of slowly but surely took over.
Now, in calendar years terms, that's not a long time, but when it comes to music, it is.
Yeah, it kind of is. Well, I've always kind of been in performing and stuff like that through most of my life, so it just kind of comes naturally to being behind the scenes and throw people on stage at the time they're supposed to be on stage and find the drummer when he goes missing, and, you know.
It's always the drummer, isn't it?
It's always the freaking drummer. yes.
So we're here at the moment on the not-so-sunny Gold Coast.
Yeah.
What's the scene like here?
Surfers Paradise, I mean, we do have quite a few metal bands, like quite a large number of metal bands, and they do quite well. The venues are lacking, though. We really don't have the support from venues here, whereas in Brisbane, jump on a train 45 minutes away, it's quite different, just that whole, you know, hour difference. It's quite different because you can get a lot more venues, a lot more bands, a lot more gigs going on over the evening, as opposed to maybe just one venue on the Gold Coast doing a metal gig. So there's a lot more support in Brisbane. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of meddlers out here. There's a lot of really amazing and technical musicians here as well. There's quite a lot of studios down here, which is pretty cool. There's people come down and hang out and stay on the Gold Coast and do their recording. It's not such a bad idea, actually.
I can see the whole rock and roll lifestyle sort of here.
Yeah, in a roundabout way, yeah. Yeah, if there were a bit more hard rock and heavy metal venues and bars and stuff, it'd definitely attract a lot more attention from our side of the world anyway.
I know the last time I bumped into you, we had a rather awesome weekend. We started at the Shark Bar at Miami.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yes, yes, we did. We did the gig with Darklight Corporation, came over from Wellington. We did that gig down at the Shark Bar, and then we went up to Brisbane the next night for the Dead of Winter Festival. That was sick. That was very cool.
And that's almost a year ago, would you believe?
It is, because Dead of Winter is coming up very soon. So, yes.
And, of course, on that night, of course, we had Darklight Corporation. What have those guys been up to recently?
They have been recording and doing a few other different side projects. Fabio, the singer's, moved over to Perth with his family, which doesn't mean to say that the band's broken up or anything. It just means to say that band practice isn't in the same room. It's generally online. Elliot's had a little baby. So a lot's been happening in their, you know, private lives. But by no means have they slowed down at all. They're still cranking out there and making some music, so it's good to hear.
And one of the at least one of the artists that we'll be featuring a little bit later was also Dead of Winter last year as well, Malachite.
Yes, yes, Malachite. Those boys have been doing so much stuff recently. I mean, from even playing Soundwave this year, how sweet. What a rush. No, very cool. The boys have been out there supporting, getting their name out there, doing tours, all sorts of stuff. So very, very cool. I think they're embarking on a bit of a tour coming up very soon.
So how does someone get onto a bill such as Soundwave? It's pretty high profile.
Probably fluked it. No, you'll have to ask Liam about the fine details of that one. I just went along to support them and scream and throw panties at Laggy.
And I'm sure he was in for it. I'm sure he was up for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's lots of support for the scene locally and in Brisbane.
More Brisbane, I'd say. Just from the whole, you know, they've got more venues that are open to having heavy metal and stuff. But, I mean, down here on the Gold Coast, you've got Nev does a radio show, Rabbit Noise Radio. So he's got his own show on Rabbit Radio, and he does awesome every Wednesday night, and he really promotes local bands and gets people in for interviews. So really backs up the, you know, local scene. It's awesome.
And we should talk about the other reason that we're here as well, the Australian Metal Army. Tell us about that.
Yep. Well, it originally started with the New Zealand Metal Army many years ago. And it was just basically a platform so everyone could go to the Facebook page, have a look at what events are out there, have a look for some new bands, have some bands posting on there, where to get your merchandise from. Really a one-stop shop for everything you need, you know, everything metal. And then we created the Australian Metal Army. And from there we've been slowly gaining more and more followers. And we've just recently opened up submissions for new admins on the page. So we've got a collection of some really awesome, hard-working musicians and also supporters of metal. They've all joined the force, and now we're all kind of taking turns at running the pages, making sure they're up to date, and yeah, all the events are up there, all the information about the new bands, some new music gets played up there. Once all that's done, we can start building the website so we can give yet another platform back to the bands, the local bands, so they can promote their stuff, have their own web pages, get recognised a bit further.
And you even invited that Erk guy to become an admin.
I know, that crazy... Oh, yeah. nearly swore. Yeah, we're glad to have you, man. It's awesome.
I'm glad to be here. If you're interested, if you're on Facebook, there is actually a link on the page, on every page of erkfmmetalmonday.com, so you can just click on there and join all the fun.
Yay!
So what I thought that we'd do today is we've got a list together, and how are we running this in terms of the bands? I've got a lot of bands in front of me.
You certainly do.
And so why don't we start with the very first band on the list? That's an awesome place to start, don't you think?
Yeah, of course it is.
Why don't you tell us about Alpine Fault?
They're very close to my heart, those boys and girls. They originally started back in Auckland. So when I'm sort of managing these bars and at venues, and then this band comes through, and they're absolutely amazing, absolutely blow you away. And they kind of evolved and keep evolving. They decided to continue their musical career and packed up and moved to Australia, then came to Brisbane, I think, 2008, and have been steadily growing and gotten a really, really good team. Like, members of the band really work well together. They've just gotten their new singer. They're jumping on board of all of that and doing lots of tours. They've been here, there and everywhere. We're going back to New Zealand again soon. Very, very cool band. Something different anyway. You've got violins, you've got female singer, you've got a male singer, you've got the heavy drums, the technical guitars, the bass is just happy.
So here we have Alpine Fault. Welcome back to IRC FM Metal Monday, episode 93, that you can find at IRCFMMetalMonday.com. Coming to you from above surface paradise here on the Gold Coast in Queensland. And Anna, don't we have a rather awesome view?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of amazing. If that building wasn't there, it'd be a bit more awesome, but it's colourful, so that works.
Did you expect this sort of view? Did you expect what we're doing now when I said, hey, Anna, I'm coming to the Gold Coast, what are you doing?
No, I got a random Facebook message off you the other day going, I fly in this day. And I'm like, oh my God, okay, cool, make it happen. So here we are.
And so here we are. It's late on, or late-ish on a Friday night.
Yeah.
But we're here and we're spreading the word of Australian and Kiwi metal, which is absolutely awesome. The next band that we're going to play, both of us have had a lot to do with, and they have been here on IRC FM Metal Monday quite a few times. And I know you got a soft spot for these guys as well.
No,
tensions
I
arise.
I do. They rock, those boys. Crazy. I must say, I do love the Pants Off Party. If you've ever been to a gig of theirs, you'll know what I'm talking about. They get up, they rock the, they rock out with their pants
jocks
off.
Out.
Yeah, no, they're awesome. They went over to America, over to California, recorded over there, came back with a massive album, and it's been released recently, and they're doing really well.
So I don't know about you, Anna, but I'm sure from when I first met the boys, they came back to them. They went to America, and then when they came back,
yes,
there was a huge difference between how they were when I first saw them and when they came back. They really learnt a lot from their American trip.
They really did, and they kind of got thrown in the deep end. Even though they went to California to record, they actually scored themselves a gig in New York, so they had to, I was like, have you guys checked a map? Okay, cool. They had to fly to the other side of America, do their gig, fly back and do their stuff. So I mean, massive props to them. They did really well, and yeah, I think they really did learn some tricks of the trade while they were there.
And I know they really enjoyed it, our friend Cassie especially.
Yeah, very much so.
Here's Tensions Arise. Yeah. We're about to feature the band with probably the longest name in Sydney metal.
In any metal.
You'd go that far in any metal.
No, maybe not any metal, but AC would love to be up there.
He certainly would. Not another sequel, just another prequel with their awesome album, their debut album, The Trilogy Volume 4. And we're about to hear a song from those guys. Now, speaking of those guys, they really like to go out, have a good time. They sing about things that people might not necessarily associate with this genre. There's a whole heap of bands that they're all about death and destruction and hate and everything like that. And then you've got Nazjap.
It's all about happiness.
Singing about happiness and powering up and going to the next level, so to speak.
Yeah.
Really, they're really great bunch of blokes too.
Yeah, they came up here to Queensland recently. When I say recently, it was a fair few months ago. But yeah, it was very cool to see the boys. I went up to Brisbane to see their event. They were rocking. I think most of them hadn't slept in days, but they were having an amazing time.
So if people want to join the Australian Metal Army, if they're in a band or even if they're a fan, what's the best way that they can do it? Just go to the website and just like, I suppose.
Go to the Facebook page, Australian Metal Army or NZ Metal Army. Both pages are up and running. If you go to the information page on both of those, it'll link you through to contact emails, even just send us a message on Facebook. We're more than happy to promote your events, your merchandise, your music. We just want to be promoting local metal. So if you're in Australia, we'll promote you on the Australian Metal Army page. If you're in New Zealand, we'll promote you on the New Zealand Metal Army page. If you're from some other random obscure place in the world and you want to be seen down here, by all means, send us a message, send us an email. What we'll do is feature on some of our international days when we do an international day. No dramas.
Tell us about some of the other admins. Oh, I haven't had a lot to do with some of the people there, but you've got quite a few people from quite a few different bands and fans and media people.
Yep. Okay, so we've got quite a few people. We have Ant from Alpine Fault. He is a vocalist and guitarist of Alpine Fault. You've got Kazzy, who's the vocalist from Tensions Arise. We have Lockie from Deprivation. We have Liam from Malachite. Nev from Shifting the Paradigm, who is also a part of Rabid Noise Radio. He's the host from that show. We've got Ollie from Our Last Enemy and Will from Death Audio. Now, that's our Australian sector, the Australian Metal Army. From New Zealand Metal Army, we have Dave from Evil in Eden. We have Renee from Cripple Mr. Onion and World War IV. We also have Paul Martin from World War IV, Devil Skin, and he runs his own heavy metal show in New Zealand called The Axe Attack. It's the longest running, broadcast in history. So for New Zealand's history, he's got the longest running show, which is amazing for it to be a heavy metal show. We also have Ross, the guitarist from Saving Grace. We have Sean from Just One Fix. We have Dylan, who runs his own show down in Wellington there. So we've got quite a big collaboration of, you know, extreme and random bands. We've also got yourself,
yep,
who runs this amazing podcast. We've got Kelly, who is Miss Maiden Inc. Now, she has the privilege of meeting and photographing as well as interviewing some of the biggest bands on the planet. I mean, she's met some pretty amazing people. So we've all just kind of gotten together just to support the Metal Army and get a bigger community happening, really.
And how's that working?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Haven't burnt anything down or getting kicked off on Facebook, so we're good.
that's awesome. So we've mentioned some Kiwis in there as well.
Yeah, man.
What's the Kiwi scene like?
Oh, my God. They're crazy. They're insane. They love it. They eat it up, man.
Yeah.
They're so hospitable. They're so generous. They're so awesome, you know. Fully support and they're really cool. New Zealand metal scene rocks, man.
So what's it like, say, for someone from New Zealand to come over here and play shows over here, or from someone here to play shows in New Zealand? What's that like?
It is different in the aspects of, as much as it is so similar, it is quite different because you've got, you know, the different way the venues run and the behind-the-scenes factors and stuff, plus, you know, being in a completely different place, it really does make you feel like you really are on tour. You're really out there. You're making yourself known and stuff. So it's an amazing experience. You get to meet some great people, other fantastic musicians. You get to really work with bands that you may not know too much about. And by the end of it, of course, you're all great mates and gigging together for years ahead, you know. It's really cool.
And we should mention, for the benefit of those people listening from outside Australia, New Zealand, we're here on the east coast of Australia.
Yes.
It takes about 3 hours on a jet plane,
yes,
to New Zealand.
Yes.
So from the east coast, from Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Gold Coast, it's actually quicker for us to fly to New Zealand than what it is to fly to Perth.
Yeah, the other side of Australia. It's closer to get to Kiwiland, man. And you'll have a great time. Not that I'm a travel host or anything. Nothing, but, you know.
No, I'll get you on another show for that. Speaking of travelling, we're going to feature a band now that's a little bit close to me in terms of distance, but in the opposite direction. I'm going to talk about Deprivation, who are from Orange in the central western New South Wales. Speaking of people who have to travel, we're talking about going 3 hours from the east coast of Australia to get to New Zealand.
Yes.
But these guys, if they want to go to Sydney, for instance, they've got to travel 3 hours.
Yeah. Poor bastards.
So tell us a little bit about Deprivation.
Deprivation are very rad. They went over to America and did a massive tour with Jeff from the Metaluminati and Nemesis Records. Now, they've joined up and made quite an awesome bond there. Deprivation have actually now signed with Nemesis Records, so it's great that they've got that massive support. They played so many shows in America, it wasn't funny. Did the whole full experience, you know, from LA to Vegas. I saw a couple of photos that were pretty funny. True Vegas styles.
And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas,
gets pixted to you late at night.
Or in this example, what happens in Surface Paradise stays in Surface Paradise.
No, it doesn't. It's on Instagram.
It's on Instagram. We'll be right back. I remember last year when we were at Dead of Winter, I had a very interesting interview with our last band, Malachite. it was quite fun. Those guys are never short of a one-liner, and they're also a talented band, and as you said earlier, that's touring around the place.
Yes, they're getting a tour together, so hopefully they'll be visiting down New South Wales. Hopefully they go as far as Melbourne and all around, you know. But they're definitely someone to check out. They're very cool, they're very crazy and quirky, and very much like their style.
soon. Crocodile Blurry. Sprite deceive and manipulate. Illusion of puritanical fools. I hide behind a legend. While I sow the seeds of hate. I boss my own agenda.
Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying the music here on IRC FM Metal Monday with myself, IRC, and Anna. We have had a lot of great music so far. If you want full details, go to the show notes at IRCFMMetalMonday.com. Our studio time here in the outdoor studio in Surfers Paradise is somewhat limited. Anna, tell us a little bit about Devil Skin.
Devil Skin, oh my god, phenomenally amazing band. Like, the vocalist, she is not only gorgeous, but she can sing. Oh my goodness, this chick just makes you just wow. Just wow. Like, so strong in her, both her singing and her growling. It really does blow you away.
we're going to stay in New Zealand for just a little bit longer, and let's talk a little bit about World War Four. I have played these guys on IRC-FM before.
Yes, World War Four. Actually, the guitarist for World War Four is the bassist in Devil Skin, who is also runs his own show, The Axe Attack, I was telling you about before. Now, World War Four is a three-piece band, and they have been rocking out for many years. They have supported some of the biggest bands to come through New Zealand, from Motorhead to, well, holy, it's too many to even mention, you know. They've done an amazing job. Now, they've just reformed with a new drummer and a new bassist, and really kicking their heels in, you know. They've just recorded a couple of the songs that they've had for many years. They're getting out there with a music video, and awesome. It's very good to see. Cool, just old school metal, you know.
Anna, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on IRC FM Metal Monday. Hope you enjoyed the hospitality. Hope you enjoyed the outdoor studio.
Oh, I loved it. It's good to see. Well, this is kind of my backyard, so to speak. So it's good to have you here, Matt.
And it's a different view of the backyard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a view that I might get used to. So why don't we run through the list and tell the listeners who we've heard on the episode.
Okay, we've got Alpine Fault, Tensions Arise, Nazjack, otherwise known as Not Another Sequel, Just Another Prequel. We've had Deprivation, Malachite, Shifting the Paradigm, Last Enemy, Death Audio, and all the way from New Zealand, Evil in Eden, Cripple Mr. Onion, Devil Skin, World War IV, Saving Grace, and Just One Fix.
And so that has been Anna from Rebre Records. Great to have you, Anna. How can we find more about what you're doing on the interweb?
Well, you can find me on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. I'm kind of a bit everywhere. You can even search my website, www.rare-breedrecords.com.
And the next time I come up here, we're going to have to do this again. But
yeah, man, I'm totally getting a room here.
But we're going to have to give us a bit more time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we probably shouldn't have been dining all night.
But hey. So on behalf of myself and Anna, you have been listening to IRC FM Metal Monday. Thank you to all of the members of the bands for supplying the music and the fellow admins of the Australian Metal Army. Go to the website, IRCFMMetalMonday.com. There's a link there. Until next time, don't hate me because I'm metal. And good night, Interweb.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.